Thank you, Ed, and hello again, everyone. It's my real pleasure to welcome Nicola Sturgeon to join us for the final stage of this morning's proceedings. Nicola will be known to you all, I'm sure, as Deputy First Minister, Cabinet Secretary for Infrastructure, Investment and Cities, and MSP for South Glasgow. She's had contact with GoWell at various stages over the last few years, and in her previous post as Cabinet Secretary for Health and Wellbeing, was very interested in the programme as one of the ways in which we might contribute to reducing health inequalities. So it's an absolute delight that you've been able to join us today. We all know how busy Nicola Sturgeon's schedule is, so we feel very privileged to have her here with us. And please join me in welcoming her very much to this morning's proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Carol, and thank you to all of you for giving me the opportunity to be here this morning to close this event. I'm acutely aware that right now I think the only thing standing between you and your lunch, and I've seen the lunch, which is laid out outside, so I promise to take that into account and reduce my speech from about the hour and a half I intended to just about 45 minutes, if that's acceptable to everybody. It is a real pleasure for me to be here at this 8th GoWell annual event. The fact that it is your 8th annual event, I think, is in itself a real achievement, and it really does underline and reflect the commitment that has been shown over these years to GoWell by the residents, the GoWell team, and other sponsors to get you to this point. As Carol said, I represent the south side of Glasgow, and that really does give me something of a geographical bond with GoWell. I represent two of the areas, Gorbals and St Andrew's Drive in Pollock Shields. Before the Boundary Commission got its hands on my constituency before the last election, I also represented Shawbridge. So I'm very well aware from my local perspective of the importance of the work that GoWell does. I obviously, not just from my local perspective, but from my time as Health Secretary, I'm acutely aware of the particular and very considerable health challenges that are faced in Glasgow and the west of Scotland more generally, but also I understand and fully back up the notion that we need genuinely holistic approaches if we're going to tackle for the long term not just the symptoms of these problems but the root causes of these issues so that we can turn things around for future generations. The government's regeneration strategy very deliberately puts well-being at the very heart of its vision, and it recognises that economic, physical and social needs of communities can't be addressed in isolation. They have to be addressed as one. Earlier this month, the government's Ministerial Task Force on Health Inequalities also identified in their report the key actions that we need to take if we're to push forward this agenda. And that report very deliberately references the development of social capital, community engagement and a focus on place. Again, reflecting the holistic approach that is needed if we're going to improve well-being in the years to come. And there's no doubt that by investigating the impact of housing regeneration, neighbourhood renewal on health and well-being, GoWell has, since 2005, played an absolutely vital role in helping the Scottish Government, but also a range of our partners, to better understand the need for a holistic approach to improving health in our communities. So the first thing I really want to do today is put on record our gratitude and say a very big thank you for all that you do, and reflect very clearly the value that GoWell adds to us in helping us to develop policy that has the best possible chance of improving the well-being of people in some of our most disadvantaged areas. Why is GoWell so important to what we do? The simple answer to that question is that those of us involved in creating and developing and taking forward the policy for the future of our public services don't know everything. Sometimes we might sound as if we pretend that we know everything, but we don't. We need hard evidence, data and analysis on which to pin and build the policy interventions that we devise. And over these past 8 years, GoWell has produced an absolute wealth of data and analysis which has informed and contributed to our policy development across a range of areas, be that regeneration, housing, health and community safety. I mentioned the regeneration strategy a moment ago. When we were developing that strategy, both Carol and AIDS, that I know you heard from earlier on, were involved in discussions around how that strategy should be shaped. And alongside the physical and economic elements of regeneration, the GoWell evidence prompted real consideration of the social aspects of regeneration. We developed a range of outcomes to achieve socially sustainable communities, and these feature strongly alongside physical and economic outcomes as the key success measures for that strategy. GoWell's focus on well-being was also a really important, probably vital factor in sharpening up our vision for the regeneration strategy, and that is reflected, I hope, in a number of the outcomes that we developed. More broadly, the work of the Glasgow Centre for Population Health has been vital in contributing to the Ministerial Task Force on Health Inequalities. Carol is a member of that group. GoWell has also proved to be a very flexible resource for government and other co-sponsors of the programme, as well as providing a range of very relevant analysis. It's been able to accommodate reasonable and no doubt sometimes very unreasonable requests from government for more information. And two major examples of this are the Commonwealth Games and the impact of welfare reform. Go East, or Go Well in the East End, to give it its less snappy title, was born at the request of the government to look at the legacy impacts of the Commonwealth Games in the East End of the city. That large programme of work is already underway. It's going to play a major part in informing us of the success of the Games before, during and after the spotlight falls on the city for those few days at the end of July and beginning of August. And that's so important. Right from the word go in the Commonwealth Games, there has been a determination on the part of the previous administration carried into this administration that it has to be so much more than a few days of sporting competition, wonderful though that will be. We must secure a legacy from the Games, and the work that GoWell is doing will help us to monitor and track our success in doing that. On welfare reform, we know that that is having a big impact on some of our most disadvantaged communities. There's something like £4.5 billion forecast to be taken out of the pockets of people in Scotland, some of our most vulnerable people, by March next year. And we need to make sure we have as good an understanding as we can have of the difficulties that will be faced by those living with that impact. Again, GoWell is able to provide analysis for us using its ability to reach those we expect to be hardest hit, providing insight into how they are coping and also helping us to look at where we can best intervene to help those most affected. So that type of information is invaluable to us as government as we develop policy, and it really does underline the importance of having a resource like GoWell available to us. I want to just talk briefly about some of the wider work the Scottish Government is doing to seek to ensure that we are focusing as hard as we can in terms of our policy, our resources, to improve outcomes for communities. I'm not going to be able to run through everything today, or you really will be sometime before you get to lunch, but I just wanted to talk about some of the key policy interventions and strategies of the government that, with our partners, are designed to give us the best possible chance of making the biggest difference to some of these underlying causes of ill health and poverty in our country. I've spoken a lot, understandably, given the subject matter of your discussions today about regeneration. We are investing heavily, notwithstanding the difficult financial climate we live in. We're still investing heavily in regeneration, offering a range of funding, including dedicated funding to community groups to keep driving forward that regeneration imperative. We and the other co-sponsors of Go Well, GHA, NHS Health Scotland, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, also recognise the importance that registered social landlords and other community anchor organisations like development trusts can play in delivering change at a local level. So the People and Communities Fund is one policy lever which is helping us to enable community groups to do that. We also know that our most disadvantaged communities need support, so we'll shortly be launching the Strengthening Communities Programme, which is intended to give support to emerging community groups and provide some direct investment in community anchor organisations working on behalf of the wider community so that we're helping them increasingly become sustainable. We also acknowledge the very significant role GHA has played in improving outcomes for communities in Glasgow and in the Go Well areas. And in response to Go Well evidence and feedback from tenants, GHA has put in place a number of initiatives that have delivered improvements in these areas. We're also very committed to working with partners in the 8 transformational regeneration areas that have been identified in Glasgow. As you know, they represent some of our most deprived communities, and they, more than anywhere else, require that holistic approach that I talked about earlier on, making sure that we go beyond physical improvements but also tackle the fundamental reasons for their decline: housing, health, economic and educational inequalities. And you know, I would just note at this point that while we recognise and understand the importance of the social and the people aspect of regeneration, I would want to be upfront in acknowledging that we've still got work to do in making sure that these aspects are as important as the physical aspects of regeneration. On health, we know that there are particular issues facing our most disadvantaged communities. Evidence from Go Well tells us that under 60% of 15-year-old boys in the Go Well areas will reach the age of 65. Less than 60% of 15-year-olds will reach the age of 65. That's a shocking statistic. It is, in my view, and I'm pretty certain this will be the view of every single person in this room, it is absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable anywhere, but particularly unacceptable in a wealthy country like the one we live in. So as a government, we've taken heed of the evidence, the hard evidence. Many of you will have heard Harry Burns speak on these issues as well. We take heed of the evidence that shows that early life conditions influence adult health. It sounds like an obvious point, but it's one that hasn't been central to government thinking down the years as it should have been. So our early years framework now places a strong emphasis on giving children, particularly those who are most disadvantaged, the best possible start in life. We've also initiated a significant shift to preventative spend to try to tackle better the underlying causes of health inequalities. Now, as you know, I was Health Secretary for several years. I'm under no illusion how difficult it is to shift resource from responding to problems to instead spend it trying to prevent problems arising in the first place. I know how difficult that is, but I'm also under absolutely no illusion that that is what we have to do if we're going to break the cycles that we've lived with for far too long. So that commitment to getting more resource upstream spent on preventing problems is one that the government is very, very strongly committed to. Sometimes that will involve difficult decisions, but if we're going to be successful in dealing with many of the problems that you have been talking about here this morning, then it is absolutely essential that we do that. The last issue I have referred to already, but just wanted to come back to, is the issue of welfare reform. I make no apology for mentioning it again, because it is something that is uppermost in my mind. I have just come from a constituency surgery where, as is the case in all of my constituency surgeries just now, the issues of welfare reform are affecting people day and daily in their everyday lives, and they're affecting the very people that much of what I've been talking about and you have been talking about this morning are trying to help. So it's almost as if we are pushing in that direction, and we've got this welfare reform programme that is pulling us back in the opposite direction. We, as the Scottish Government, we don't control welfare policy, but nevertheless we are trying to inject resources and take action to mitigate where we can the worst impact of welfare reform. I've been an MSP now for 15 years. I was a lawyer in Drumchapel before that, so I've dealt with people in some of our most disadvantaged communities for many, many years now. I can hand on heart say that I have never before experienced as many people in dire destitution, and I use that word deliberately, as I am experiencing now. People reliant on food banks, people whose mental health has been affected by the fact that they simply can't feed themselves and their children, they can't make ends meet. So as a government, we're trying to respond to that as much as possible. We've set up the welfare fund. We're trying to ensure that frontline advice agencies are resourced to help people in those circumstances. And we'll continue to do that so that the impact of welfare reform is not taking us back the way when we're trying, through all of the other things I've been speaking about, to go forward to address some of these underlying issues. So just to conclude, I want to again thank GoWell for the work that it has been doing and will continue to do. There's absolutely no doubt that that work helps government and our partners to address and to focus our policy and to tackle problems that we have lived with as a society for far too long much more effectively. We will continue to be enthusiastic sponsors of and partners of GoWell so that we continue to develop policy that will, over time, provide better outcomes for communities in this city and across Scotland. I think it is really good to see such a broad church of people here today, not least some of the community members from the GoWell areas getting involved with the programme and contributing to the discussions you've been having. Your engagement, your expertise and your knowledge are vitally important in helping everyone understand what we need to do to make things better. So thank you for what you do. Keep doing it. The challenges we face in this country are, in some of the areas of this city and elsewhere, significant challenges. They are deep-rooted challenges. They've been with us for some time. But there is an absolute determination that we tackle them for the long term. And as government, we will be much better equipped to do that with the continuing input of GoWell and the other partners engaged in this room. So thank you very much indeed, and enjoy your lunch.